Ian Harkin is with us here in studio with the Finn Harps chairman. Ian, I've got to appreciate that that's the first time you've heard those comments from Tommy, and you're only taking them on board now. But I'm sure you've had less stressful weeks as Harps chairman.
Yeah, look, I think when you look at the people that are involved there, Kevin, who's, you know, given over 30 years to the club, and Tommy and Eamon both gave huge dedication this year, not just this year, but like and previously in the academy as well. They're both lifelong fans of the club. They both live in the community as well, and it's extremely difficult. On Sunday, when I met Kevin, I explained to him that before we actually made this hire, we were advised not to make that hire because ultimately, within the average in the League of Ireland is that managers last about 18 months, and you're going to have to make that call one day. It may be sooner than you expect, but someday you're going to have to make that call, and it's going to be extremely difficult for those people to remain within the club or just, you know, to remain part of it. So I suppose this week's announcement, we tried to leave that door open, and we actually do want them to remain part of the club. It's just a very difficult situation to be in. Ultimately, you know, listening to Tommy there, you know, a lot of what he said and what has happened over the years is correct in terms of cost being cut, but you know, these decisions, they are ultimately made by the fans, and it's not the people, when I say that, it's not the people, it's not the keyboard warriors, the people that, you know, give all the different comments, or the people at the grounds, you know, that shout things or whatever it is. You know, those, the people in the grounds that shout different opinions, whatever, they're entitled to, they pay to get in, but it's the people that are silent. It's the people that aren't actually turning up to matches. They're the ones that ultimately make the decision, because when that money's not coming in, we set our budget at the beginning of the year, and it's the people that aren't turning up to games. They're the ones that ultimately we have to make the decisions based on that. So the beginning of the year, we didn't know there was going to be an investment in our club. And ultimately, you know, you're looking at the table position. We've been reviewing it as a board for this last 4 weeks, and we've seen that, look, as of now, there's roughly 30 weeks to the start of the next season. You've got 10 weeks pre-season, 10 weeks where we're on holidays, and you've got 10 weeks left in this season. So because of the investment coming in, we plan to go full time next year, and during the off season, if we want to convince people to come to Donegal, we've got to be able to show them that we are going professional, but we actually are already professional. So we made the decision to use this time as best we possibly could, and to put in place processes, because there's a lot of learning. You've got to get facilities in place. You've got to appoint the right people. There's, you know, there's the sports science, there's the nutrition, there's the just all of that background staff that we need to have in place. I mean, if we want to convince people to come here, we have to have that in place.
But Kevin McHugh and Tommy would argue that, you know, 10 weeks left of the season, Ian, what was the panic? What was the rush? Could they not have seen things out?
Yeah, well, it's been able to demonstrate to people. So recruitment for next year is going to be extremely important, because we are moving towards full-time football. So if we're going to bring people into Donegal, or actually I think what we're going to try and do is focus on people from Donegal that are playing in Northern Ireland or playing in the Republic of Ireland that are from the region to come back. So we've got to be able to demonstrate to them that we have this already in place. And to do that, it's full-time. And the three management staff, or previous management staff, they all have full-time jobs. Mm. They weren't in a position to be able to do that, because the salaries that we're paying are less than what their current salaries would be.
Mm. The statement that you're, and that touches on the statement that was issued on Monday announcing the appointment of Patrick McElhinney, and it suggested that Kevin wasn't in a position to take up a full-time position as manager, but, you know, was therefore happy to step aside, but he would suggest different. Is that the case, do you think, Ian? Is he right, or could you have handled things a wee bit differently in that front?
As in, he was prepared to take a less salary, lower salary?
Well, the suggestion is that, you know, the reason why Kevin has been, you know, is moving away as manager, is not going to be retained as manager, is that he wasn't in a position to take on a full-time role as manager, so was quite happy to step aside. He would suggest otherwise.
That's not what he said to me, no.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Okay. But you can understand Kevin and I suppose Tommy's feelings and frustrations at this stage at the way things have just ended.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they're dedicated. I mean, I think the press release that we did announce on Monday was, I think the first version of it that we sent to Kevin, he said it felt more like an obituary. You know, it was that complimentary towards him. But like we. Absolutely, like you cannot fault those guys for work effort or their commitment to the club or their love for the club. Like that is absolutely you can't question that. But like we as board members, somebody has to take responsibility for pay and wages each week.
Yeah,
for this last 3 years, every single Monday that you know. When you go into the club to pay wages, it's been a massive struggle. Mm. So if numbers are coming down, like you've been at the games, there's 500 people there recently. Mm. And to be able to, the numbers just don't stack up. Mm. So the only card that you have to play as a board is to make change.
I think fans will appreciate that, Ian. I think, you know, supporters will accept those reasons. And it's probably up to the board to get that message out there and explain the reason, you know, behind this decision. Patrick McElhinney, he comes with such a brilliant playing career behind him, but this is his first step into management. So perhaps Harps taking a wee bit of a chance on this one.
Yeah, just for clarity on that, the first time I spoke to Patrick was on Sunday night. I came into training on Monday night and met him for the first time. And yeah, he's very, very positive, very organized. He's his playing career is second to none. He's got that familiarity with what professional football is, you know, in terms of the daily routines, all of that stuff that we have to instill this side of Christmas.
Yeah, and we'll hear from Patrick shortly because Oisin has been chatting to him this week. But no sooner had he come on board, Ian, a new signing, which is great to see. Kieran Harkin, a really, really talented player, signed from Sligo Rovers. So, you know, a boost for the playing staff. Will there be more signings, or are we running out of time at this stage?
I think we're running out of time at this stage. Yeah. I mean, we are progressing with our investment at the moment, so there may be funds available from that, but at the moment it's working with what we've got. Yeah.
And what's the latest on that then, Ian? I'll finish up with this one. I mean, is everything still on track in terms of the proposed takeover?
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's going to be, you know, completely change the club. And look, we've been in survival mode for this last 3 years. This opportunity is enormous for the club. We're at the point now where we're agreeing heads of terms. It fluctuated a little bit over the last couple of weeks, but that's the nature of investments. And there's so many different stakeholders that we have to work with that we have agreed now pretty much heads of terms. The agreements will be sent over shortly. We then need to go within. Once we have that, we will prepare our resolutions that we send out to shareholders, and we'd hope to have that sent out in the next couple of weeks. Once we then have that vote, you can't actually change owners during a season. It has to happen at the year end, so we'll hold on to those votes, and then the actual new structure will be in place just as soon as the season ends.
Yeah, really, really exciting times on that front. Has the new investor been kept up to date with what's been happening in terms of this managerial appointment?
Yeah, he has. Yeah. So we've been talked through with that with him, and I believe Kevin has also spoken with him in recent times as well.
Okay. Ian, thanks so much. Patrick McElhinney will be in charge tomorrow night for Harps versus Cork City. Hopefully a little boost to the attendance as well. And all of a sudden, it's a new chapter for the club.
Yeah, look, we need people to come back out and support the new management team. It is a difficult week. But this is football. Darren Murphy has this saying where he says, football, it's a beautiful game, but it's a horrible business. And it's at times it is very, very difficult.
Yeah. Okay. Ian, really appreciate you coming on tonight and joining us in studio, because it's been an important week for the club, a massive week and a massive change, but important to explain the reasons behind it. Thank you, Ian.